We speak in this season of Advent of the coming of our Lord. And we have reflected on various comings of our Lord. First, of course, the coming of our Lord at Bethlehem, slightly over 2,000 years ago, in humility, in silence, in poverty. And in a particular way, during this part of Advent, the first part, the first half, we reflect much on the last coming at the last judgment. When the good will be separated from the evil, and the good will be welcomed into the kingdom of God, and the evil cast aside into hell. We've also reflected a little bit on the coming of our Lord at the moment of our death, when our eternity is fixed. But here we reflect on yet another coming, one that occurs actually even every day. That of our coming of our Lord in Holy Communion, in the Eucharist. Here, of course, in the Gospel passage we just heard, we see one of the accounts of one of the multiplication of loaves. The loaves and the fishes, the fish. Which is a symbol of the Eucharist. And that is yet one more time when our Lord does come, as I said, even every day. He is here with us as we celebrate the Eucharist. We offer the sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord comes to us at the words of the consecration, comes to us in the Eucharist. Sacramentally, mystically, but really present in the Blessed Sacrament. We can come to him day and night and pray before him, certainly here exposed in the Blessed Sacrament or elsewhere in the tabernacle, but we can come to him and we receive him, meaning we can receive him every day in Holy Communion. In that most intimate way that not even the angels can. But we here on earth can receive him in this way, in Holy Communion. A beautiful, awesome, mystical experience, if we really stop to think about it, to hear our Lord actually coming within us. And we can unite himself in all the love we can put together. And certainly he is uniting himself with us, with all his love. And so yes, we reflect yet on another coming, that coming of our Lord in the Eucharist. And let us reflect on it even every day and make use of it, but worthily, of course, worthily, in a state of grace, so that we can affect all of that love and absorb all of that love, be consumed in his love. Even as he comes to us in Holy Communion, see what great signs of his love that he gives us. Let us give at least our little bit of love that we can in return. Praise be Jesus and Mary.